Another episode of Now and New here as part of the Commissioner's Wayne County Government Podcast, and pleased to be joined here by the Director of the Dog Shelter and the Dog Warden for Wayne County, and that is Caitlin Lehman, who joins the podcast today. Caitlin, thanks for doing this.
Thank you for having me.
So, Director of the Dog Shelter, Dog Warden, I know this has been a very busy time in the last year for pets. Kind of take me through what you guys have been through in the last year and how that process of work kind of continues.
Absolutely. I think, you know, we were kind of in uncharted territory. We didn't know what to expect. We had heard, you know, certain trends were going to happen. We were going to get a lot of owner releases. Tons of dogs were going to be coming in. Really hurt it all. And for the most part, we stayed fairly steady compared to our normal statistics that we get, you know, as far as dogs coming in, dogs being owner claimed. We did see a rise in our adoptions, which was really nice during the pandemic. And now we are starting to see a few more owner releases, but I don't know if it's directly related to COVID or not. It just seems like a lot of people are needing to rehome their dogs for whatever reason, nothing really out of the ordinary. So we've just been working hard every day. We worked through the entire time and took care of all the dogs and just work at finding them new homes or getting them back to their owners.
Now, when it comes to finding new homes for those dogs, what are the things that you guys look for? Can anyone come in and adopt a pet on any day?
Anybody is able to come in. We do have them submit an application for us to review. So there are just a few minor things that we want to check. Want to make sure that more than anything else, that it's a good match. We want the right kind of dog with the right kind of personality to fit into the right family. So we really look forward to speaking with everybody and trying to help find that match. Versus someone just saying, I want that dog, and you know, it might not be the best fit. So we do have them fill out an application, but you can adopt the same day as long as we get through everything. And yeah, we just really encourage, you know, getting those dogs into homes and out of the shelter environment.
Has it been hard to see families having to potentially give up a pet? I mean, I know that that's been part of what we've seen is, as you said, we've seen families say, well, I can't take care of the dog anymore. Take me through what that's like for you each day.
Yeah, it really depends on the reason. I think there are a lot of unfortunate circumstances, and we definitely sympathize and want to help and be a resource for the community as much as we can. If somebody has, you know, a family member that passed away, or, you know, they're moving and absolutely have no other option, at those times, you know, is where we really want to reach out and see what we can do. Other times it's, you know, the dog got into the trash or the dog ate my shoes. And in those instances, we'd really prefer that person to work on some training, reach out to a professional certified trainer and see if they can work through some of those problems versus just giving up on the dog.
Caitlin Lehman, my guest, the director of the Wayne County Dog Shelter and the dog warden here in Wayne County. So take me through what the process is like then for adopting a pet. Let's say I wanted to come in and adopt a pet right now. I mean, my wife and I are looking for a dog. Let's say we were to go through that process. How would that look?
Yeah. We, again, would just ask that you fill out an application. You can do that in person or online at our website. We'll go.
What is that website?
The website is waynedogshelter.org.
Okay, go ahead.
Yep. And then we would just review the application, schedule a time for you to come in, see what dogs you might be interested in, and then try to match you up from there. If you have animals at home already, you can bring them in and do a meet and greet, make sure everybody gets along. If that is too stressful for your pet, that's okay too. It can be a stressful environment for sure. So we understand, and yeah, the adoption fee is $75. All the animals have been vaccinated, heartworm tested, flea treated, dewormed. They've seen a veterinarian. They come with a dog license and a microchip as well. We do give a voucher for the spay and neuter if that's not completed already, and they're good to go out the door then.
Wow. So it's really a process kind of taken care of before you would even get the dog into your hands.
It is. Yep. It's all we've thought it through pretty thoroughly and tried to simplify the process as much as possible. So it's pretty smooth transaction.
when it comes then to the joy of seeing those dogs go into a home, you immediately smiled when I mentioned that. But tell me about that for everyone who works with you as well.
That's the best part about our job. I don't know, you know, a lot of people think that we just get to play with puppies all day and it's this amazing job, and it's not. It's very stressful. It's very heart-wrenching at times. We pride ourselves in giving dogs, like with behavior issues, a lot of time to adjust to our environment. So we spend a lot of hours working with them and getting them to an adoptable place. Dogs with medical issues, we have a medical fund that we're very fortunate to have that helps us provide care above and beyond basic vaccines to any dog that needs it. So we'll get dogs that are emaciated or have been abused, hit by cars, whatever the situation may be. And we really put all we have into it to get them back to an adoptable place. In the meantime, we have a lot of people, especially on the dog warden side, that don't particularly care for us. So, you know, we enforce the laws and things like that. And it makes it hard for people to understand when they have to come to the shelter and claim their dog and bail them out of jail, if you will. So we do deal with a lot of difficult things. People think that we can just take any dog for any reason, and we have to be careful because we have to be able to adopt them out. So when we finally find those homes and make those connections, and for example, a dog that's been through so much, you know, finally gets that perfect home, it's the most rewarding part of our job, and that's why we do what we do.
Well, and that really is interesting to me how you mentioned how, you know, you think that you just play with dogs all day, you know, you're just throwing the stick around. Yeah, and the thing is, I mean, you see oftentimes dogs at their best and you see them at their worst.
Absolutely.
Take me through the emotions of that then. I mean, going out, seeing a dog that's been emaciated, seeing a dog that's been hit by a car, but then also the process of seeing that dog get better. Take me through that.
Yeah, it's actually like an emotional roller coaster. And everybody, I think, handles it differently. We'll have some employees who kind of have more of that bleeding heart, and they are sad and hurt whenever they see a dog like that. And then you'll have other personalities of our employees who get really frustrated, like, how could somebody do this? How could they let this happen? And you know, we're all working together to help the dog. So all of those emotions kind of come together, and we develop a plan for the dog. And then, like I said, we spend hours working with the dogs, and you'll see progress and you'll see them take a few steps back. And it's a very challenging thing. You know, if there's medical care involved, just praying that they'll pull through their surgery, or you know, it always seems to happen to the sweetest dogs, which makes it really hard in those moments. And then, you know, if it's a behavior issue, are they going to make it to our adoption floor? Is this a dog that we're going to be able to send to a rescue or put out in the public safely? And so the staff really puts all of their time and energy into helping these animals. And then, again, getting to that adoption floor is always the next step, and that's like a huge thing. But we still have to make sure that people are seeing them and they're still getting out and getting their exercise, and that they stay where they need to be and don't fall backwards from being in a shelter environment. With the noise and just the so many dogs and smells and sounds, it's very stressful on a dog. So we just have to make sure they stay on track through the whole process. And then again, the adoption is just like, we've had so many happy tears, and I hope the community really knows how much we care about the dogs. You still have like people that will come in and say, I feel so bad for bringing them here. And we're like, no, don't. We're going to take great care of them, and they're going to be well loved and well cared for. And we'll definitely get them to that home. So it's, yeah, a roller coaster of emotions for sure.
Caitlin Lehman, director of the dog shelter in Wayne County and the dog warden, I appreciate the time and appreciate the work that you do.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us.
Yes. Thank you.